Time for a quick check on the commodity markets at 8:57. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing so far on this cloudy Thursday morning?
Well, it is cloudy, rainy, drippy, and that's kind of yesterday when the rumors came out that President Trump was going to put out an executive offer to kill NAFTA with Mexico and Canada, the market went crazy to the downside, and that was clarified overnight. He's not interested in doing that, just renegotiating. So now we're seeing the corn market up a couple of cents with the July futures at 368 and a half, up a penny and three quarters. December at 386 is also a penny and three quarters higher. The bean market has been firmer, and we're really right up against resistance at 960 in the July beans. That's up 3.5 cents with the Novembers at 956 and a half, up 2.5 cents. An awful lot of resistance at 970, 971 on the July beans. That'll be a difficult area unless we can get the meal futures to really crank up. It's only fractionally higher this morning. The wheat market is a little bit nervous about potential frost damage with cold temperatures in the U.S. southern plains, but we're only a penny higher with the July at 427 and a half. Really have seen a big move up in the dollar index this morning. We're up about 30 cents, back up above 9,900 in the U.S. dollar index. That's been a weak market ever since Trump election was finalized, and that's been helped on the export side of things. The exports this morning were really pretty good on both corn and beans, better than what the trade expected for both of those. A little bit on the weak side on the wheat. The metals market is just a little bit mixed, with the crude oil down nearly a dollar this morning. Livestock markets, important to remember that the April feeder cattle go off the board today. We're just about at where we are in the cash index there, but the April live cattle, which expired tomorrow, are still below the cash index. The hog market today is the hot market, up more than a dollar, with the June hogs at 72.10, up $1.35. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much for that update this morning, Ellen. It's 9 o'clock, and in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 58 degrees, west wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to a low of 47. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of rain with a high of 68 degrees, south-southeast wind at 10 to 20. Rain likely tomorrow night, the low 53. Rain likely on Saturday as well with a high of 62 degrees. Right now, 47 degrees in Urbana, the relative humidity at 84%, barometric pressure 29.59 inches and rising. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 901.